Kaizer Chiefs is not a big club, guys.
It's a disgraceful. You look at the quality of football, it has spiraled down.
The importance of this game has gone downhill.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the latest episode of the Fan Reaction Show. The Soweto Derby returns to our screens once again this weekend, with Orlando Pirates hoping to claim bragging rights over their Soweto rivals once again. Both Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates have been somewhat underwhelming in recent years, and a stat which may cause a sense of panic for Kosi Nation, Kaizer Chiefs have only just won their first game of 2024, having had a goal drought of over 5 hours of playing time. With all of this being said, we wanted to ask you if you think the Soweto Derby has lost its value and importance. As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
Inkizulu zibuhlungu ngokudlula komfowethu Siphiwe Mkhonza ube umdlalo weKaizer Chiefs eyibambe lapha emuva. So nithobeka amanxeba mndeni wakwaMkhonza alwehlanga lungehliyo. Coming to the game, Kaizer Chiefs the Pirate. I-Chiefs istakhile yona but sengaphunyuka. Futhi ukuphunyuka kwayo kungayenza ukuthi ibe semathubeni amangcono ukuthi iyodlala e-Africa. Namhlanje ngoba kulesipile nje izobhekana ne-Golden Arrows, isengenza kangcono namhlanje, ithathe 3 points. Bese iphinde ithatha another 3 points azeyidlala ne-Pirate. So game Chiefs ne-Pirate, i-event enkulu kakhulu leyo, ukuthi kusuka amabhasi e-Cape Town, Limpompo, Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, everywhere, libangise kuphi na FNB kuyobukela le game. Kuma yonke into kahle kahle. So I believe ukuthi Kaizer Chiefs izonza ngcono. I believe ukuthi Kaizer Chiefs izozibuyisa izinduku. Pirates yayikwelete Chiefs, i-Pirates igcinisha i-Chiefs. So kunaso sikwelete sikhona, kumele silokiseke. So I believe ukuthi i-game ya-Saturday izoba nkulu kakhulu futhi njengenhlala yenza.
Okay, coming back to the so-called big clubs in the country. Yeah, no. Kaizer Chiefs is not a big club, guys. It's not. I'm not looking forward to this. I will be there, you know, just not for the support of Kaizer Chiefs. You know, just for the love of football. Because I think I've ran out of support, and what's left in me right now, it's I don't know, ingani intesasalenje. So I'm not looking forward to the game, to the derby, but I will be there anyway. And the FNB is still going to get packed because people of South Africa loves football. We love the derby. We know that is the biggest football. It's the biggest fixture in the country. And unfortunately, there isn't much to say because we don't have the players. You know, we don't have the players. We don't have anything. We don't have the squad to make the supporters happy. So they're not even willing. I don't think we are in their minds, these players, man. I don't think whenever they play, they've got us in their minds. So hence this very, very, very poor performance from them. I don't know if it's a mental thing or it's just their stinking attitude. I don't know what's happening at Naturena, guys, but I'm really not looking forward to this game. Although I've already bought the tickets and I'll be there, but I'm just going to be a neutral. You know, I might as well go there with a Bafana Bafana jersey, you know, just to be neutral. Honestly speaking, guys, I'm not looking forward to it.
It is derby weekend. The derby will always remain special. There is no friendly, so a derby game can never be a small game. So to me, this derby is still very, very important. The league is still far from being finished. Even if at current rate Chiefs are lagging far behind Mamelodi Sundowns, but I still feel like the derby is not about your current performance. It just depends on who wants it more on the day. So anything is possible.
It's how I've been a Chiefs fan. I was on Cup. I wonder what went wrong. Sundowns are taking over the glory we once had. And for the Soweto Derby, Soweto Derby has lost its spark.
Yeah, Kaizer Chiefs has been stuck on the number four, but 4 and 5, I think, is that position that is going to be managed, because Sundowns already won the league, even the games that are still outstanding. Pirates and SuperSport, they are running for number two, but I think Pirates will go for number two. They're starting to progress and building the team. And we saw already signed 2 players. Yeah, Njombe season, Bevalu, African Cup of Nations, Ba, Renforce, Squad Sabo, and Ma Player 2, Umbat and Olivi. So I think, yeah, everything is a gase to a Pirate. Yeah, it's a non state league. I wish all the best, but no mama came as a cover as Atlanta already. Saba recovered the young kid, which has good for Namiba maintaining the standard Sabo. Tina's runner for number two. We think for in next CAF, Sasguchi Sokichi Malago Champions League.
About Kaizer Chiefs not winning silverware for a few years, it's a disgrace for such a big brand not performing well, and teams like Sundowns doing so well. And one other thing, Soweto Derby is a Soweto Derby. You can't change that. Come Saturday, Soccer City will be fully packed. That game has got a lot of attendance, more than any other game that you can consider here in DStv Premiership. I think it's high time Kaizer Chiefs starting to play for the badge, not their names behind them. Play for the badge, die for the badge. And I can say things will come better. Not now, but it will take some time for Kaizer Chiefs to be the Kaizer Chiefs that we knew back in the days. And Orlando Pirates, they aim to finish second position and go back to CAF Champions League. As coach has said, it is their aim, because they can't catch up on Sundowns. It's too far.
Yes, I think the importance of this game has gone downhill. Why I'm saying this is because one, I know the ticket is a derby, and it's so fairly. I'm sure it was about 20,000, 18,000 or so already fell. So yeah, I don't think we know a little failure, because this game, man, is highly attractive like before. So, however, it is what it is.
When you look at the quality of football that is being played, yes, it has spiraled down, and the lack of goals that are being scored, yes, it has spiraled down. But in my honest opinion, I feel like it still becomes a sold-out spectacular. It used to be something that the fans used to talk about before and after the game. And even soccer players themselves, we wanted to play for either. It didn't matter which team that they supported, but just to partake in the derby. And nowadays, players would actually opt to play for Sundowns as compared to both of these teams due to the silverware and participating in African continental football. When you look at what happened in Ellis Park, it just shows you the magnitude of the Soweto Derby, is that people used to die for this game. And for the young ones, would never understand the true importance of the derby. But I feel like both Pirates and Chiefs are teams that hold on to history so much that we forgot its true essence. And history only lasts 90 minutes, according to me, when the results have actually shown itself, because it's all about the bragging rights. When South Africa is actually divided into half, either black or gold, it's more of entertainment now as compared to the derby being about football. For one, when you look at over the past seasons, Pirates has been the only team that has been lacking consistent in to a certain extent, but they've been coming second to Mamelodi Sundowns, and you feel like they're there on par and they actually competing with them. But Sundowns would actually be the one that comes out favorites for all these years in a row. So that's why players would actually tend to go there. In terms of cup wear, yes, they've been winning. But when you look at Chiefs on the other side, I feel like Chiefs has lost its essence of what they used to be. You know, when you walk around in the streets, people that wear Kaizer Chiefs jerseys used to be proud before. You know, that gold used to glitter or shine in such a way that, you know what, these people used to be would be passionate about their team. And nowadays, people, when they wear their Kaizer Chiefs jersey, that spark has been lost. You know, there's no more passion, but filled with complaints and stuff. So I think what Mamelodi Sundowns have done, they've overshadowed the true quality of football.
The Fan Reaction Show is a collaborative effort between Soccer Laduma and the football fans of Mzansi. Proudly brought to you by Soccer Laduma.